Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hello, this is Ted Mooney with update number 18 for the week of February 12, 2007. Let me start by announcing that the ASF Foundation has elected officers to lead it. Dr. Melissa Klingenberg will serve as president, Dr. Don Snyder will serve as VP, and Mr. Bob Srinivasan will be the secretary treasurer. The National Association for Surface Finishing will once again sponsor the highly successful Bright Design Challenge for 2007 in partnership with the College for Creative Studies in Detroit. The project will kick off at the college on February 13th with a theme of crossover vehicles. The final judging will be on April 17th. Visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org and download the Bright Design brochure from the Hot Topics section. For a while now, Finishing.com has said that we feel this podcast can be a nice way to hear firsthand what is going on in other parts of the world. And we're starting that today with the first of a multi-part series on plating in Mexico. Whether you want to listen because you are a manufacturer wanting to consider subcontracting some of your work to Mexico, or whether you are an industry supplier trying to learn the ropes to better market to Mexico, or maybe you are a domestic plating shop wanting to understand the reality of your competition rather than the rumors, we think you'll find this segment interesting indeed. We'll pass it on over now to Kate Miner.
On the line with us today is Enrique Morales Jr., Marketing Director of Industrial Polishing Services of San Diego, California. Thanks for joining us, Enrique.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what types of plating and metal finishing you specialize in and where your metal finishing facility is located.
Well, first, let me tell you a little bit about who we are.
Okay.
The name of the company is IPS, and we are a family-owned company that has been in operation for over 25 years. What we do is we specialize in business-to-business decorative metal finishing services for high-quality and high-volume production runs. When we started, we focused on providing finishing services for decorative door hardware and kitchen and bath fixtures. But now, we have over 1,700 employees and approximately 300,000 square feet of plant space. And we service a variety of different industries, such as the door hardware, kitchen and bath, which we started with. And we are also diversifying into the gaming industries, such as with slot machines, electronics, automotive. And there we're doing automotive trim and wheels, sporting goods. And we can service any other industries requiring decorative metal finishing services. And this facility is located in Tijuana, Mexico, just minutes from the San Diego-Tijuana border. But we also have U.S. offices, and for all intents and purposes, our customers would be dealing with a U.S. company. So that's a little bit about whom we are. As for the services we offer, they include plating, polishing, and coating. And the finishes we specialize in include a variety of popular finishes like nickel and chrome and brass, copper. And with bronze, they include a variety of oil rub bronze, which are very popular in the door hardware and kitchen and bath industries. And we can even help develop new finishes for our clients. We can provide these finishes on substrates such as brass, bronze, steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. Also, as a value-added option to our customers, we are able to offer them a complete product through the provision of services such as sourcing for castings and forgings, and then providing manufacturing, finishing, assembly, packaging, and distribution. Therefore, our clients don't have to go to one place for castings, another for polishing, and then another for plating or assembly. They could get all of that with us.
Okay. Do you feel that there are different approaches or a different attitude towards plating in Mexico than in the United States or Europe? Or would an American plater feel at home in your Tijuana shop?
I believe that any good law-abiding plater would not only feel good here at our facility, but also be impressed with the standards we implement here in-house. And it doesn't matter whether you are from the U.S. or Europe, the sentiment is the same. In plating, there's always environmental concerns, safety concerns, chemistries to regulate, specifications to adhere to. But one of the main things that I continuously hear about is a concern over the cost of doing business. Mm-hmm. The rising costs of the raw materials, energy, inflation, and other supplies is something that we all have to deal with, especially lately in the case of metals such as nickel, which is expensive no matter where you are located.
What are the biggest challenges facing you and your metal finishers in the area? Is it environmental regulations, safety issues, competition from China?
You have asked several very interesting questions. Let me start by addressing the environmental regulations. Contrary to popular belief, the border region between the U.S. and Mexico is one of the most regulated areas by both countries, the EPA in the U.S. and PROFEPA in Mexico. And we are well aware of the environmental challenges we face where we are located and in our industry, as well as the ramifications of noncompliance. That is why we are committed to maintaining a safe working environment for our employees and community. And an example of this can be seen in the various voluntary environmental programs in which we participate and have received awards, such as the Clean Industry Certification, in which we not only meet environmental regulations, but we exceed them. And in terms of safety, the nature of our industry where machinery and chemicals are utilized has to be one of our main concerns. By way of training programs, new technology, and regular maintenance, we assure that we keep a safe working environment for our employees at all times. As to the final part of your question pertaining to the competition from Asia and China in particular, I would say that it has affected our industry. I had visited China and seen firsthand some of the plating and polishing shops there, and I've seen that their quality and sophistication is improving every day. Yet there are still many areas of concern in working with Asian suppliers. Quality, for example, can be an issue. That is why we are focusing on specialty finishes and processes that Asian suppliers do not offer on a consistent basis or with the quality that we provide. We have seen things going abroad, but for the most part, they are high-volume products with a low mix and that don't require a short turnaround time or high quality. We have also seen things coming back from Asia due to several reasons, such as problems with communication, delivery, quality, and many other things. Also, there are many uncertainties, especially in regards to China, such as the Chinese currency situation and political nature of the introducing capitalism in a still communist regime. Furthermore, Mexico is considered a good fit for our industry, in part because of its integrated supplier base, offering other value-added processes, low labor costs, similar time zones to the U.S., shortened lead times, and the protection of intellectual property rights. One example of this difference between the intellectual property rights in Mexico and China is when I was in Asia and someone proudly told me that their R&D department stood for replicate and duplicate.
Okay. Well, if American companies want to subcontract plating services to you, what should be their first step?
All they would have to do is just to call us and let us know what their needs are. We have corporate offices in San Diego, so when a client does business with us, they are in fact doing business with a U.S. corporation, and we handle all import-export procedures.
Okay. And is there any important issue that you feel that American equipment and process suppliers should know if they want to market to your shop more successfully?
Yeah, an important issue to keep in mind is that we're in a very competitive market and in a very competitive industry. So some of the main things that we're facing is the higher prices of commodities, our clients requesting high quality and high turnaround. And so if our suppliers can approach us with new processes or making them more efficient or reducing our costs in some way, that would be the best way to market to our company more successfully.
Well, Enrique, thanks for taking the time today to educate us. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you close with a reminder to the listeners about what needs you can fill for them.
I first want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this interview, and I hope that this has been informative and serves the purposes you intended. Also, I would like to compliment you on your website, www.finishing.com. I think it's been a great marketing tool for us, as well as a good resource for technical information. And finally, to learn more about our company, I would invite anyone listening to visit our website at www.ipsfinishing.com. Thanks again.
Thank you, Enrique.
Remember to keep the week of August 13th open for Surfin, the event of the year in Cleveland. The industry night party will be held in the world-famous Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This week, we'd like to welcome two new advertisers to Finishing.com. Scoville Fasteners, Inc., located in Clarksville, Georgia, is a job shop specializing in bright and matte nickel, black nickel, white bronze, matte tin, copper, zinc with clear blue, yellow, and black trivalent chromates, vibratory finish, sandblast, and all-barrel finishing. For more information on this company, please visit the job shops directory on our homepage. ProLite Systems, Inc. is a Canadian-based international thermoplastic and fiberglass fabricator of corrosion-resistant equipment and piping systems. ProLight designs and manufactures pollution control exhaust ventilation systems using their ProForm mist eliminators and low micron inertial type scrubbers for the plating industry. More information on this company can be found by clicking on the Environmental Equipment and Services Directory, also located on our homepage. And as always, we'd like to thank all of our supporting advertisers who make Finishing.com and this podcast possible.
NASF needs your help. Please consider volunteering your time on one of the 7 committees or 5 AESF Foundation boards. As co-chair of the Communications and Industry Promotion Committee, I know I could use your help.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with the calendar of events for the surface finishing industry through the end of February. On February 13th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will be meeting at the Plantation House Restaurant in Donelson, Tennessee. The Waterborne Symposium, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials at the University of Southern Mississippi and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will be taking place February 14th through the 16th at the New Orleans Marriott in Louisiana. On February 20th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will be meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. On February 24th through the 28th, Surface Treatment Technologies Fair 07, World of Machines, will be taking place at TÜYAP Exhibition Center in Istanbul, Turkey. And the Powder Coating Workshop, sponsored by the Powder Coating Institute, will be taking place February 27th and 28th at ITW GEMMA in Indianapolis, Indiana. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar located on the Finishing.com homepage.
Thank you, Kate. And one more event just in. The AESF Silicon Valley branch will be having a meeting on February 15th at the Spinning Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California, with the topic being the Metal Finishing Model Shop Program. Let Finishing.com and this podcast help you publicize your event. Please send an audio clip about your event to mooney@finishing.com or phone us at 732-477-1447 and we'll interview you for a future podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for an interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing Magazine, who will be talking about the Powder Coating Academy, a nationwide tour of 2-day training courses in powder coating. Until next week, thanks again for listening.